Hey, welcome to another episode of Health with Hashimoto's. Today's episode is for all of the readers out there. So if you are not a reader, you could probably skip this one. Or let's be honest, if you're not a reader, they probably skipped this episode as soon as they saw the title. But if you are listening, you might be a reader and you might want to know what are some good books to read about health in general and about Hashimoto's specifically. I love to read. I read a ton. Some of the books I read are just for like to zone out, just to wind down, to relax. But a lot of them, I try to make it at least 25%, are nonfiction books to help me in life, to help me in health, to help me in things like that. So let's talk about my top 10 favorite books or recommended books for Hashimoto's and for your health. These are going to be in random order because I really could not put them in a top 10. I tried, but they're all so good. These all got 4 and 5 ratings from me. I really am stingy with my 5-star ratings. If you follow me on, you know, Goodreads or Storygraph, I really reserve those 5-star reads for a book that is going to change my life or that I'm going to recommend to people or that I'm going to read over and over and over. Now, right off the bat, I will tell you, I'm not going to be including the books I did a standalone bonus podcast about. For example, The Underactive Thyroid by Dr. Sarah Myhill and Craig Robinson. I'm not going to include that one here because I already did a full podcast about it. And I believe I gave it 4 stars. I can't remember. I do remember that the other one that I reviewed, like the first book review I did as a bonus, it got red flags instead of stars. And that one is the one by the guy who claims that he's an expert. Oh, shoot. What's his name? The medical medium. I just looked him up. I gave that one red flag reviews. No stars, just red flags. It was highly recommended when I started looking at resources. I do not recommend that one. But here are 10 books that I do recommend. Again, random order. Number one is Refresh. This is a book by Shauna and David Murray, and I loved it. This has so many post-it sticky notes in it, little flags, and then highlights. I have read this one at least twice. So for each book, I'll read you what the back says or the description. This one says, I feel so overwhelmed. Do you race from one thing to the next, unable to keep up with all the demands of your ever-growing to-do list? Are you overcommitted and overstretched, but don't know how to slow down when the world just says to speed up? Is there any hope for rest in a world of never-ending demands? Many women do not realize that they are running at an unsustainable pace until it hurts them physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Drawing on many years of counseling and their own experiences of burnout, wife and husband team Shauna and David Murray want to help you slow down to a more grace-paced life, enabling you to avoid the pitfall of burnout, cultivate sustainable habits for the future, and experience the rest of body and soul that God intends for you. Now, of course, you know that I love talking about you as a whole person, body, mind, spirit, diet, environment. One reason I loved this book so much is because it does such a good job of incorporating the whole you into the design for Refresh, like the title is Refresh. Different chapters include how to relax, how to rest, how to reduce stuff, how to refuel. That one's about nutrition. There's so much in here. Love that book. So Refresh by Shauna and David Murray. I will include an Amazon link to every book that I talk about. Also, if you go over to my blog, the link is down in the show notes, then I will have, you know, a picture of the cover and you can judge a book by its cover and the links will be there as well. I know that obviously shopping at an independent bookstore is the best. So if you have an independent bookstore, then go shop there. But my podcast is worldwide, so I will give you the Amazon links. All right, so book number 2 is actually 2 books. It is The Common Rule or Habits of the Household. Now, The Common Rule, both of these books, they are written by Justin Whitmill Early. And on this one, I'm not going to read you the back. I'm going to describe it. So The Common Rule, when I looked at the title, I was like, wait, what? Why do I need more rules in my life? But this book really is about creating habits of purpose. It looks at rule as in the original word, the root word for it. And it's the same word as for a trellis. So just like you're going to train a vine or a plant to grow up in one direction, that's what it's talking about. And so The Common Rule is creating habits of purpose. It goes through four different daily and four different weekly habits designed to transform your days and thus your health. The Common Rule is not technically a health book, but when you look at your whole self, body, mind, spirit, diet, environment, when you're doing things that create a better you, you're going to have health because you are a holistic person. Now, Habits of the Household is very similar. It was his second book, I believe, and that one is more creating rhythms within your household, so for your full family. And it's very similar, so it's up to you. Do you want to focus more on yourself and your own habits first, or do you want to do this as a family? Both books are great. The next book is also two books. I told you, I love to read, and I had a hard time getting just down to 10. So this next one is Rushing Women's Syndrome, but then the companion is also Exhausted to Energized. Both of these are by Dr. Libby Weaver. She is amazing, and if you get to listen to her, she has this beautiful New Zealand accent. New Zealand or Australian? I can't remember, but it's gorgeous. I love listening to her. Rushing Women's Syndrome was like the first light bulb moment for me that really connected all of these things, like how we are so pressed and so busy and how that impacts our hormones and how that impacts our thyroid. Now, I read this book many, many years ago, probably about 15 years ago. It was before I was diagnosed with thyroid problems. And like I've told you in my story, I think episode 2, I was so confused by thyroid stuff. So quite honestly, I really skimmed that thyroid stuff in that book the first time. I like tried to look at it, tried to understand it, like whatever, this book is fat. I'm going to move on to the next section and really dig into that. But it is so good. So Rushing Women's Syndrome, this is what the back says. It describes the biochemical and emotional effects of always being in a hurry and the health consequences that urgency elicits. It doesn't seem to matter if a woman has two things to do in her day or 200. She is in a pressing rush to do it all. She's often wound up like a top, running herself ragged in a daily battle to keep up. There's always so much to do, and she very rarely feels like she wins, is control, and gets on top of things. In fact, her deep desire to control even the smaller details of life can leave her feeling out of control, even of herself. Now, this book by Dr. Libby Weaver, she is a biochemist, so it does go a little deep into the physiology and the biochemistry of you and what that constant rushing produces. It is such a good book, though. I love it. I also love the other book, or one of the other books she wrote, which is Exhausted to Energized. Now, out of the two, Rushing Women's Syndrome is a little bit more biochemical, and Exhausted to Energized is a little bit more practical. But both of them are great, and I counted them as one book so that I could give you more on today's list. All right, book number 4 is, again, not a specific health book. It is Atomic Habits, because when you're trying to change your health, you have to change your habits. Most of our daily life is built on our habits. So if you want a healthier life, you have to look at your habits. And Atomic Habits is such a good book. This is what the back says. No matter what your goals are, Atomic Habits offers a proven framework for improving every day. James Clear, one of the world's leading experts on habit formation, reveals practical strategies that will teach you exactly how to form good habits, break bad ones, and master the tiny behaviors that lead to remarkable results. Atomic Habits is one that I have read several times. I always get new things out of it. If you're looking to improve your health, that's a great one to start. All right, book number 5 is Fast Like a Girl. I talked on this a couple episodes ago when I was talking about fasting. This book has been so helpful because fasting has been like everywhere. And everybody seems to say that do this and it's going to change your life and it's going to be so good for you. And then when a lot of women try it, they have the opposite happen. Fasting Like a Girl, or Fast Like a Girl, is a book that teaches you how to do it in sync with your hormones, because women are not men and men are not women. Our hormones are not the same. And we have a 28-ish day cycle. And when we fast along with our hormones, honoring them, and knowing which phase we're in, it works better. So if you want to listen to that fasting episode, I do talk about Fast Like a Girl, and that's all I'll say about this book. It is book number 5. Book number 6, I realized that I told you I wasn't going to use any that I did a review on, But I did a review on this next book, which is Food Saved Me by Danielle Walker. This is a memoir, and I love how relatable it is. If you have any type of autoimmune problem, or if you have any type of health problem that you think could be impacted by food, which, you know, side note, that's all of them. This book is just a beautiful picture and memoir of Danielle Walker's journey to figure that out when all the doctors told her it wasn't related, and then how she cleaned her food, or how she changed her diet and what she ate, how she developed recipes, how now she's helping other people. And the memoir is amazing. Her cookbooks are also fantastic. So if you're looking for cookbooks or a blog with tons and tons of recipes, Danielle Walker has so many resources for people who are trying to adopt a gluten-free, grain-free, dairy-free diet. She is amazing, and Food Saved Me is book number 6 on my list. Book number 7 is actually a book that I have not read for many years. I checked it out from the library on a whim when I was going through school to be a holistic health educator or right after, and it's called Breathe. The subtitle is The Simple Revolutionary 14-Day Program to Improve Your Mental and Physical Health. And quite honestly, I don't remember a ton about this book, but I know that it changed the way I breathe, and I know that it changed everything I teach as far as diaphragmatic breathing and how it can help you. Here is a little bit from the back of the book. It says, Dr. Vranich, I think that's how you say her name, shows readers how to turn back the tide of stress and illness and improve the overall quality of their life through a daily breathing workout. In a fascinating, straightforward, jargon-free exploration of how our bodies were meant to breathe, Dr. Belissa Vranich delves into the ins and outs of proper breathing. By combining both anatomy and fitness with psychology and mindfulness, Dr. Vranich gives readers a way of solving health problems at the crux and healing themselves from the inside out. Honestly, I do not remember what that daily practice is, but I remember that this book is how I learned to breathe with my diaphragm. I was such a stress breather. I breathed with my chest and with my shoulders. I could not breathe with my diaphragm. Even when I was reading this book, I had to lay on my back on the floor with my knees up so that I could relax my core so that I could breathe correctly. And this book taught me how to do it, and it went through why to do it. So I recommend this book, even though it's been many, many years since I read it. All right, book number 8 has a title that I just smile. It makes me smile. It's called Aggressively Happy. Isn't that just like, those words don't go together. That's why I love it. Aggressively Happy. Subtitle is A Realist's Guide to Believing in the Goodness of Life. The author is Joy Marie Clarkson. And this was a fun book. Every single chapter had me thinking. There was one chapter about how to be more like Mr. Collins. Okay, if you've ever read Pride and Prejudice, if there's one character that you don't want to be like, it's Mr. Collins, right? And that's why I was like, what are you talking about? Why is this a title for one of your chapters? But really, she explains it, and it makes perfect sense. Mr. Collins is never upset with how he is. He is always in the moment, looking for the bright side. Like, he's complimenting what the potatoes, and he's sincere in it. He's looking on the bright side of life, even though he's Mr. Collins. Let me read you from the back of the book. It says, this weary world can be ugly, depressing, and cynical. Oh, no, sorry, despairing, not depressing. But you don't have to be. Instead, you can cultivate resilient joy, an act of defiance that will give you peace and delight in times of turmoil, pain, and chaos. In this inspiring read, beloved writer Joy Clarkson leads the way, crafting an audacious case for happiness that will leave you feeling lighter, braver, and wiser. With eloquent truths, humor, and memorable storytelling, Joy offers a philosophy of life that doesn't make light of the heartbreaks of the world. It gives you strategies for a hope offense, defends goodness, and wards off the paralyzing forces of cynicism. Now, again, this is not a technically health book, but you are a whole person, body, mind, spirit, diet, environment. And when you have a more aggressively happy outlook, when you are, you know, rebelling against the despair and the cynicism of the world by looking for moments to have more joy, it's a good thing. It's a good thing for your overall health. And that is why Aggressively Happy made number 8. So number 9 is a book that I'm actually not completely done with. So I can't tell you my overall view of it, but I know that within the first half, I have highlighted so many things. I have said, yes, I have made notes to talk to you about things on the podcast. And it is the book, How to Heal Hashimoto's. The author of this book is Mark Ryan, and he does pull in a lot of Chinese medicine stuff. So if that like weirds you out, if you're like, that's too much woo for me, even though Chinese medicine is based on, you know, centuries of practice, then this might not be the best book for you. But it is an integrative roadmap to remission. That is the subtitle. I'm going to read you a little bit of the description, and you will probably see why this book resonated so much with me and why you need to add it to your to-read list. It says, most people are familiar with the common hypothyroid symptoms of fatigue, brain fog, weight gain, sensitivity to cold, hair loss, and constipation. But what many people don't seem to understand is that many Hashimoto's patients also have anxiety and depression, acid reflux, blood sugar imbalances like hypoglycemia and insulin resistance, intestinal permeability, anemia, food intolerances, and much more. This is not a coincidence. It is all caused by repeated patterns of one system of the body breaking down and bringing other systems down with it. This causes vicious cycles that lead to the breakdown of the gut, the brain, the adrenals, the stomach, the gallbladder, the liver, and every other major organ in the body. This book, How to Heal Hashimoto's, offers a practical, easy-to-follow approach that treats the whole body by figuring out what's breaking down and then developing a plan for fixing it. Using an autoimmune diet, lifestyle changes like meditation and qigong, and other natural interventions, Mark Ryan shows you how to transform these vicious cycles into positive healing momentum, thereby allowing your body to return to balance. You see why I like that book so far? Like, I can't tell you the whole book because I haven't finished it, but so far it's been so good. The sections about labs is very helpful. I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm doing a lab series. I'm trying to do a lab episode about once a month until we cover all of the labs because I get a lot of questions. And this book has been a resource for some of those episodes. I pull from a lot of different resources. Dr. Isabella Wentz is another one that I pull a lot from as far as when I'm doing research. But this book by Mark Ryan is superb so far. Speaking of Dr. Isabella Wentz, book number 10 is actually 3 books. Dr. Isabella Wentz was one of the authors that I looked for specifically when I was diagnosed because I had heard about her books and she was so helpful to me when I was trying to figure everything out. So she's got a couple of books. The Root Cause book, I think, is my favorite of hers. She also has a Hashimoto's Protocol book, and then she also has a cookbook. So she tells you in the Hashimoto's Root Cause book, which the technical title is Hashimoto's Thyroiditis, Lifestyle Interventions by Finding and Treating the Root Cause. The description is this. What's really going on in Hashimoto's? Hashimoto's is more than just hypothyroidism. Most patients with Hashimoto's will present with acid reflux, nutrient deficiencies, anemia, intestinal permeability, food sensitivities, gum disorders, hypoglycemia, in addition to the quote typical hypothyroid symptoms such as weight gain, cold intolerance, hair loss, fatigue, and constipation. The body becomes stuck in a vicious cycle of immune system overload, adrenal insufficiency, gut dysbiosis, impaired digestion, inflammation, and thyroid hormone release abnormalities. This cycle is self-sustaining and will continue causing more and more symptoms until an external factor intervenes and breaks the cycle apart. The lifestyle interventions discussed in this book will aim to dismantle that vicious cycle piece by piece. We start with the simplest modifications by removing triggers and following with repairing the other broken systems to restore equilibrium, allowing the body to rebuild itself. Did you notice a lot of similarities between number 9 and 10? Because they both look at the Hashimoto's as a problem of not just the thyroid, which is what so many conventional or Western medicine doctors believe or at least treat you like, because it's not a condition of your thyroid. It's a condition of your immune system, and there are so many things that go into it, and then it impacts other things. There's this cycle, and that is why I have the course that I created for you, the free mini course, it is Hashimoto's Decoded. And I go through the root causes. When I went back to school for holistic nursing and for education, one thing that I was trained to do was look at a whole bunch of resources, put it in plain, simple language, and apply it to your life so that you can have simple and sustainable actions. Because reading research or reading a book that just overwhelms you is not always the answer. I need to make it simple for you. I need to make it so that you can sustain these changes. I need to make it so that you understand it. So step one is downloading the app. The link is down below, and then enrolling in the free mini course, Hashimoto's Decoded. I will go over the root causes with you and help you figure out your next step on your path to health. I look forward to seeing you in the app. This podcast is for informational and educational purposes only. Please be sure to discuss any concerns and plans with your trusted healthcare professional.